Hello and welcome to Tweet Me Tuesday, which is going on in Electric Cork, in the centre of Cork. And it's a kind of an anarchic, freewheeling, informal conversation among people who turn up here in order to meet each other. So I'm just quickly going to run around the room and I'm going to ask each of the people here what they've been talking about today. I'm going to give them all about a short few seconds to report in on what they've been talking about. Now, the guy immediately on my left here is called Ken Curtin. Ken, here, come on, tell us, what have you been talking about since you've arrived here this morning?
Well, Paul, I've been talking about a good few things. Bit of politics, obviously. We're in election mode at the moment, and I'm somebody that's so interested and so involved in that whole stuff. Obviously, I was always going to get a few questions about that, but the conversation has wandered other directions as well.
What other directions?
In the last few minutes, they're talking about property prices and the fact that there's bits and pieces of property starting to sell again. And I don't want to start using the phrase green shoots, but small positive signs out there that there are positive things happening around the place.
Okay, thank you, Ken Curtin. I'm just going to go across here. I'm just going across here to interrupt this woman and ask her who she is and what she's been talking about at Tweet Me Tuesday today.
Hi, Paul. I'm Claire, with talking to Hillary here about web design and web hosting.
Right, and tell us something about your conversations, anything that you can put out in the public arena.
Okay, so, well, we're just talking here about different hosting solutions. Hillary is hosting her stuff on Irish providers. I post my website, though, on an American provider because I don't do it as part of my business, per se. So we're just talking about kind of the pros and cons of that, and then about different courses and how, you know, where you learn web design and web hosting and all that kind of stuff.
Lovely. Sounds very interesting. Thank you very much. I'm going to slip across here now to Carol, who I know as a photographer. Carol, what have you been talking with other people about here today?
A couple of things. They've been really, really helpful to me today. Everybody has been really on board because I'm doing a charity calendar for Coonley Women's Refuge. And Hillary has been great. She's actually offered to host a website for me free, and I'm going to set up a PayPal so I can actually sell my calendar internationally, because I want to promote Cork as an international destination, as well as helping out the charity. So it's been great. It's been great meeting these people, and it's just been great for this morning's chat. Very friendly people, but also very good for business as well, so that's always good.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I do.
Tell us what your Twitter account is in case somebody wants to follow you.
Yeah, no bother. My new Twitter account, because I'm very new to it, I'm a little bit camera shy for it at the moment. It's Carol Sweetness. So that's been my
Carol Sweetness.
Yeah, it's been my nickname all my life. So
great. Okay, Carol, thank you very much. I'm going to bend across the table here now and speak to Hillary. Hillary, who are you?
Hillary from Proxima Website.
And come on, say something about what you've been talking about. You've obviously made an impact since you arrived here. Tell us, what have you picked up so far?
Just a nice chat to Carol, really, about a website. Well, a website she kind of wanted to set up for a charity calendar that I've actually been thinking this year. Every year I try to do a website for charity. It's just I want it to be part of my company philosophy, because there's always lulls. So every year I'll have at least a month, if not more, where I'm pretty quiet myself, and I get to spend that time on projects that I want to do, and I like doing like a free website for someone deserving. So it was just good timing that like Carol gave me a good pitch.
Very good, very good. Now tell me, how would people find you on Twitter?
Proximo Webs.
Spell that.
ProximoWebs.
Thank you ever so much. Let me just reach across here to another woman. Is she cowering in the corner? Just give me a very quick rundown there. What have you been chatting about here this morning?
Oh, everything. It's run the gamut from Irish politics to dairy-free recipes and travel and relocation and driving around California. You name it, we've discussed it. And all pleasantly.
Excellent, lovely. And tell me, let's have your Twitter address so people can follow you.
Freckled Past, FreckledPast.
Thank you very much. Right, I will stop there because I don't think you want me to have a long interview with you. I could tell the body language. Now I'm going across to the men here. I'm going here across here to Donal Cahalan. I just want to ask you, Donal, what have you been talking to people about today?
Well, we were talking about the fact that after the next general election, we think they should release a Boys of Doyle Éireann calendar for charity, because a couple of the girls were commenting on some of the more hunky candidates that were going in. And I think there's a good opportunity there to make some money. Our own Simon Coveney came up on a few of the top tens. I think, you know what, Paul, it's been a great morning. We've had a bit of business talk. We've had a bit of talk about property. We had a bit of NAMA talk, of course. We had a bit of politics talk. A bit of everything, really.
And how would somebody find you on Twitter if they were intrigued by what you had to say and wanted to follow you?
Well, to be easy enough, because it would be Donal underscore Callan. So long as...
Spell Callan?
Yeah, that's the best. C-A-H-A-L-A-N-E. It's not Callan. It's not Colin. It's not Caholan. It's Callan.
Okay, that's absolutely lovely. Thank you very much. I'm going to the last member here, who just arrived fairly recently. John D. Sullivan. Come on, John, what have you picked up so far? What's it like here?
We're comparing Androids to iPhone apps. We're talking about property prices, and we're talking about politics.
Hey, come on, Android to iPhone apps. Give us a few names just for fun.
I don't know anything about Android, to be honest. I'm an iPhone guy, and I love iPhone. But the lads are saying that the Androids are better. The two characters that you interviewed a minute ago, Ken and Donal.
So that's something to be looked into, right?
Yes.
Okay, and how will somebody find you on Twitter?
John D. Sullivan, all one word. JohnDSullivan.
Okay, there you are, folks. That's a bit of a flavour of Tweet Me Tuesday. I can tell you that Financial Al, that's Financial underscore Al, was here and left. And I'm not sure who else was here. But anyway, that's a little bit from us. That's Tweet Me Tuesday. Oh, yes, well, I'm Paul O'Mahony. I'm O'Mahony Blog, O-M-A-N-I-B-L-O-G. You can find me there, or else you could find me under Marketing Right, MarketingWrite. And I've been sitting here in the middle listening to all sorts of bits of conversations, most of which have been mentioned, well, all of which have been mentioned by other people. Okay, so from Tweet Me Tuesday, over and out.